ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ अज्ञान्तिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति सपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतः पदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपां साग्रजातां सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितंश्च। नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामीनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। But today is very auspicious day. As you can see in this board, we have the appearance day of Shri Shri Radharaman and the appearance day of Srila Madhavendra Puri. Srila Srinivas Acharya, and also the disappearance day of Parmeshwari Das Thakur. It's a very divine day. Whenever the Vaishnavas appear, appearance day and disappearance day, both are considered auspicious. Appearance day is auspicious because Vaishnava has appeared to give his mercy, to take participate in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The disappearance day is also auspicious because the devotee is returning back to the spiritual world, joining Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In fact, when Haridas Thakur disappeared, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu held a big feast. He personally danced with the body of Lord Chaitanya, of Haridas Thakur, and performed his samadhi rituals. So for a devotee, everything is auspicious. Srila Prabhupada tells the story of how a sadhu, he was walking and he was giving different blessings to different people. So when he saw a brahmachari, so he spoke that Muniputra Majiva. Majiva means may you die, may you not live. So he told the brahmachari, may you die very soon. And then he went further, he saw the prince who was enjoying sense gratification to the utmost. So he told him, Rajaputra Chiranjibhava, may you live very long as possible, he told the son of the king. And then he saw a butcher who was engaged in various sinful activities, slaughtering animals, selling the meat. So He gave him the blessing that may you not live, may you not die. And then finally he saw a genuine devotee, a sadhu. He said, sadhu jivova marova, whether you live or die. Prabhupada gives the explanation. The brahmachari is engaged in performing sumatapasya, and as soon as he dies, he will go back to the spiritual world. So better he dies very soon. So with less tapasya, he can get his ticket confirmed back to the spiritual world. And the person who is enjoying his senses now, many times he may be engaged in breaking the regulative principles. So he has to undergo a lot of suffering afterwards. So better for him to live as much as possible, because after he dies, he has to suffer. And for the person who is slaughtering animals for the butcher, the blessing is given that you neither live nor die, because living is also very sinful and for death so much reaction. But for a pure devotee, for a pure Vaishnava who is preaching the glories of the Lord, jivo va maro, whether you live, whether you die. So these divine personalities, as today we are observing, is the day for opportunity for us to glorify them and thus receive their mercy. If possible, go to their samadhis and beg Srinivasa Acharya's samadhi here in Vrindavan. Today is also a auspicious day of Sri Radha Raman Dev, the beautiful deity which appeared to Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Many devotees are going to see the Abhishek today. So it's a very, very auspicious day, a day where we can chant more, hear about their glories, especially pray for their mercy. By praying for the mercy of the Vaishnavas, we can make rapid spiritual advancement. So I've been asked to speak about all of them a little bit. We have 40 minutes, and I'll try to, especially our devotees requested me that first I speak about Parameshwari Das and Srinivasa Acharya, because Madhavendra Puri's topic was covered in Chandan Yatra time and also during his disappearance time. So Srinivasa Acharya, I'd like to begin with Srinivasa Acharya. He is one of the associates of the Lord. He appeared in a place which is called Chakhandi. This place is very close to Katwa. When you are on the way from Mayapur to Ekachakra, about half distance is a place called Katwa, where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas. And just from Katwa, about on the way to Ekachakra, after 3-4 kilometers, is the village called Jajigram. And from Jajigram, very near is Chakhandi, and also Sri Khanda is also nearby. These are the very divine places where great devotees appeared and performed their pastime. So he appeared on the full moon day of Vaishakha, that is today's Vaishakha Purnima, in the village of Chakhandi, which lies north of Agradweep in Nadia. His father's name was Gangadhar Bhattacharya. He was from a Brahmin family. Now the background is that at the age of 24, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided to take sannyas. So he crossed the river Ganga and he came to the village of Katwa, and he requested Keshav Bharati to give him sannyas. Keshav Bharati was an associate of the Lord. He knew very well that Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he was feeling very embarrassed to give sannyas to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually uttered the mantra in the year of Keshav Bharati. And he spoke the mantra to Keshav Bharati. Is this the mantra? And Keshav Bharati confirmed, yes, this is the mantra, I'll give it to him. Actually, Lord Chaitanya initiated him and then he accepted him as Guru. So at that time, Keshav Bharati was thinking, what name shall I give? If I give a name, generally the name given is to a sannyasi is something in relationship to his sannyas guru. Like Bharati, disciple of Bharati will get the title Bharati, or Puri will get Puri. So Keshav Bharati did not want that Lord Chaitanya should be seen as my disciple. So he thought, what name shall I give? And then he thought and realized that you will illuminate the world by Krishna consciousness. You will give Krishna Chaitanya to the whole world. So that's why he gave the name Shri Krishna Chaitanya. So this name Shri Krishna Chaitanya started vibrating everywhere. And Gangadas Bhattacharya was actually traveling from his hometown to Navadvip. He was going to meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then on the way in Katwa, he heard that Lord Chaitanya is here. Not only is he here, he is taking sannyas. And he heard this name, Shri Krishna Chaitanya. He became so overwhelmed that he started saying, Chaitanya, Chaitanya, Chaitanya. He did not have any external consciousness. Anybody would ask him any question, what is the time, Chaitanya? Where are you going, Chaitanya? Chaitanya, Chaitanya. The devotees gave him the name Chaitanya Das. From that day he was known as Chaitanya Das. So, Chaitanya Das, so far, although he was quite elderly person, married for many years, he did not have any child. But one day he felt the desire to have a child. And he told to his wife, whose name was Lakshmi Priya. So, is it proper to have a child at this age? She said, we should go to Jagannath Puri and ask Lord Chaitanya. After all, our life is meant to please Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So if Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sanctions, then it will be proper for us to conceive of a child. So they went to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. On the way, they stopped in a place called Jajigram. Jajigram was the place of the father of Lakshmi Priya. That means the in-laws of in-laws of Gangadas Bhattacharya. And then they reached Puri and they offered pranams to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Gambira. Before they could speak, Lord Chaitanya said, Lord Jagannath will fulfill your desires. Because Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sarvasya Chaham, Hridaye Sanna Vishnu. So Lord Chaitanya simply said, that's it. They understood. But all the other devotees, they could not understand. So the other devotees, they asked Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what is the desire? And so they asked Lord Chaitanya's servant, Govinda, what is going on? What is Lord Chaitanya speaking about? Then Mahaprabhu called Govinda and he gave the answer. He said, this Chaitanya Das, he has come here today with a desire to have a son. So I can forecast that his wife will give birth to a very special devotee, a jewel, a ratnamani, and his name will be Srinivas. He will manifest form of my love. Lord Chaitanya used the word, he will be non-different from me. Now we should understand what it means. It's not Mayavad. And how can a devotee be non-different from Lord? In other words, a devotee, he embodies the mood of the Lord, the compassion of the Lord, the spirit of the Lord. And that's why he said, he's one with me. Like Bible also, Jesus Christ says, I am one with the Father. You know? That means the devotee is as good as the Supreme Lord. Sakshad Haritvena Samasta Shastra. So Lord Chaitanya said, this great devotee Srinivas, he will be non-different from me and he will increase the enthusiasm for others' devotion. Like Lord Chaitanya once told devotees, who is a real devotee? Different definitions are given. But the highest level of devotee is one who inspires others. The third Kanishta Adhikari is one who has once chanted Hare Krishna. The Madhyam Adhikari is Nirantara Namalai, who is constantly chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That is Madhyam Adhikari. And Uttam Adhikari is a devotee. By his presence, others get inspired to chant the holy name. So that will be the case with Srinivas Acharya. He will inspire others in pure love for Krishna. And I will write books through Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, and Srinivas Acharya will distribute these books. That is his mission. And then Lord Chaitanya called Govinda in a deep voice. He said, the same thing is repeated in detail. So Chaitanya Das got the blessing. They came back to their hometown. At the right time, they desired to have a child. And at that time, they desired to have a child. And the child was born on this auspicious day, the Purnima of Vaishakha month. The child was offered to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, a devotee. He sees everything as connected with Krishna. The devotee in the grihastha ashram sees that this child is a blessing of the Lord, and this child has to be offered back for the service of the Lord. It's not my property, but the property of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then the name-giving ceremony was performed. Annaprashalan, the first time the child is given some solid food and some hair-cutting ceremony. And many of the associates, because Srinivas Acharya was born in an area where many, many associates of Lord Chaitanya were present. So many associates like Govinda Ghosh, Madhav Ghosh, the descendants of Shrikhanda like Narahari and others, they were there. Raghunandan, they came and they offered their obeisances. Srinivas Acharya was very fortunate. In his childhood, he was hearing about the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from his parents. And also he was hearing about Braja Leela, Vrindavan Leela. And when he would discuss these pastimes, his father, Gangadas Bhattacharya, who was now known as Chaitanya Das, he was in great ecstasy. And his mother taught him Kirtan. Also he studied material sciences like grammar, literature and poetic theory from one great devotee whose name was Dhananjay Vidyavachaspati. He quickly mastered all these subjects. After some time, Srinivas Acharya's father left the world, and Srinivas Acharya was greatly affected, but other devotees consoled him. I was listening to one cassette of Srila Prabhupada where one professor was arguing with Prabhupada that if a devotee is understood that we are different from the material bodies, then why there is lamentation? Why is it that in the Mahabharata we see that Arjuna is lamenting at the death of his son Abhimanyu? Srila Prabhupada explained that a devotee understands very well that the difference between the soul and the body, where a devotee laments the association of losing the association of a great son. And the proof that Arjuna was in the right consciousness is that even after the grief of the separation of the death of his son, he continued to fight. He continued to render his duty. Similarly, Srinivas Acharya also felt greatly distressed. Haridas Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also felt greatly distressed when Haridas Thakur left. It's not that a devotee is very hard-hearted, that he does not feel any feelings when other devotee may leave the world. Srinivas Acharya was somewhat moved. Devotees pacified him. So then he thought that now I will move to my maternal grandfather's home, which is Jajigram. From Chakhandi, he moved to Jajigram. In fact, if you are going by car or by bus from Katwa to Ekachakra, this house where Srinivas Acharya was later staying, Jajigram, is still there. Recently, some devotees have renovated that house, and there the deities worshipped by Srinivas Acharya are still present. So, then he went to visit Narahari Sarkar. Narahari Sarkar, who was the spiritual master of Lochandas Thakur. He went there in nearby Shrikhanda, and then Narahari told him that I think you should go to Puri, because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is about to end his earthly pastimes. Srinivas Acharya was very excited to meet Lord Chaitanya before he left the world. And he returned to Jajigram, then he took his mother's permission, started to walk towards Jagannath Puri. In the meanwhile, there were devotees who were going every year to Jagannath Puri, headed by Shivananda Sen. So he joined their group. And before arriving in Puri, he got the news that Lord Chaitanya had entered into the back to his spiritual world. So Srinivas Acharya felt great grief. In fact, he was thinking of ending his life, committing suicide. At that time, Lord Chaitanya appeared in a dream. He said that he should continue, go to Puri. So he kept moving forwards, and he came to Jagannath Puri, and there he had a dream. Actually, just before reaching Puri, he had a dream. He saw in this dream, he saw Lord Jagannath along with Baladev and Subhadra. And he also saw Lord Chaitanya and his associates. Like Jai Gaur, Sai Krishna, Sai Jagannath. He could see there's no difference between Lord Jagannath and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So then he met Gadadhar Pandit, And Srinivas also met Rai Ramananda, Paramananda Puri, and Shikhi Mahiti, Vakreshwar Pandit, Govinda, Shankar Pandit, Gopinath Acharya. And actually he was very keen to hear Srimad Bhagavatam from Gadadhar Pandit. He was actually planning to take initiation from him. But Gadadhar Pandit told him to get a copy of Srimad Bhagavatam. So he was planning to come to Braj side. And when he was returning, he got the news that Advaita Acharya had ended the pastime. And also Nityananda Prabhu had returned to the spiritual world. Again he was thinking that I should end my life. Again he had a dream. And Nityananda and Advaita Acharya, they appeared and told him to give up the desire for suicide. And when he arrived in Navadvip, he was feeling great separation from the Lord. Vansivadananda Thakur, he was the devotee who was serving Vishnupriya Devi. He approached Vishnupriya Devi and asked her to grant an audience to Srinivas Acharya. Vishnupriya and Chachi Devi, they were living together after the departure of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In fact, ever since the time Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, Vishnupriya never saw him again. So Srinivas Acharya was amazed to see Vishnupriya's devotion and her faith in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At that time he had a dream. In the meanwhile, Chachi Devi also had left the world. He had a dream, and Chachi Devi appeared in the dream and blessed Srinivas Acharya to continue in the spiritual path. Then he went to visit Shantipur and Khardaha, Khanakula, Krishnanagar. He met all the devotees like Abhiram Thakur, Nityananda Prabhu's wife Janava Devi, Vasudha Devi. All these great personalities, they told him to go to Vrindavan. And Srinivas then went to his mother to take permission. And then with her permission, he left for Vrindavan. He travelled all the way. This is all walking, not by train or by car. He was walking all the way. And then he got the news that Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami had left the world. So again he was feeling greatly distressed. So then he thought, let me go to Raghunath Das Goswami and Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. So Srinivas met all of them. And finally he took initiation from Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Gopal Bhatta Goswami initiated Srinivas Acharya. Lokanath Goswami initiated Narottam Das Thakur. And Shyamananda Prabhu was initiated by Hriday Chaitanya. Now these three personalities, Srinivas Acharya, Shyamananda and Narottam, they became the best of the friends. And they were taking guidance, they were being trained by Jiva Goswami. It's a very excellent example of how devotees with different Diksha Gurus coming together to study under one Shiksha Guru. Like in ISKCON we have Srila Prabhupada as the common Shiksha Guru for all devotees now and for the rest of the 10,000 years. That we may have different Diksha Gurus and Shiksha Gurus, but Srila Prabhupada is a common factor who unites all of us together at the lotus feet of Krishna. So Srinivas Acharya stayed for some years in Vrindavan. And one day, Srinivas Acharya was speaking some verse from Ujjwala Neelamani. And Jiva Goswami heard the explanation. He was so impressed to see his disciple speaking so wonderfully that he gave him the title Acharya. So from that day he was known as Srinivas Acharya. Similarly, Narottam Das Thakur, Narottam was given the title Thakur Mahashaya. And Dukhi Krishna Das was of course known as Shyamananda Pandit. And then Jiva Goswami told Srinivas that you should go to visit all the Leela Sthalis of the Lord in Braja along with Raghav Goswami. You find in Bhakti Ratnakara the description, you know, Mathura Mandal Parikrama performed by Raghav Pandit along with Srinivas Acharya. Then Sri Jiva Goswami ordered all these three devotees that we have the books written by the Acharyas like Rupa Goswami, but we do not have any copies. So you should take these books to Bengal in an ox cart and make copies. So it's a very famous story which all of you may have heard. As they were carrying the books, they came to one place called Bana Vishnupur. King Birambhir, he was a king, not only the king, but he was also the leader of the dacoits. Of course, he would not steal, but he had his assistants. So he was very pious in that sense. So he had an astrologer. An astrologer could tell that if somebody is carrying some valuables. So the astrologer told that, you know, these three people, they are carrying something very valuable. So the king, through his dacoits, he stole away all the books. He didn't know it was books. It was like huge packed crates. And when Srinivas, Narottam, Shyamananda, when they got up, they were greatly distressed. And what will be answered to Jiva Goswami? In those days, we didn't have any backup or hard disk or anything of that sort. The only copy was handwritten manuscripts. Rupa Goswami's Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Sanatana Goswami's Brihad Bhagavata Amrita and Hari Bhakti Vilas. So the only copy is lost. And they were weeping, and finally Srinivas Acharya told Narottam and Shyamananda to proceed in their preaching mission. So Narottam Das Thakur went to Bengal, Shyamananda went to Odisha. Srinivas Acharya were looking for the books. And once it so happened that some speaker was speaking Srimad Bhagavatam and the king was hearing, and Srinivas Acharya observed that there were some discrepancies and he corrected. And then later on the king told him to speak. And when he heard Srinivas Acharya's speech, he was so impressed. He said, "I would like to take initiation from you." So Srinivas Acharya initiated him, and then later on he wanted to offer some service. So Srinivas Acharya said, "We have lots of these books. Can you please help us to find the books?" The king said, "Yes, I am the thief." And he gave back all the books. I have summarized, but those of you who get time on internet, you will find there's a great detailed story about each of these points very nicely explained. After staying in Bana Vishnu for some time, then Srinivas Acharya came back to his maternal home in Jajigram. Then he set another tour to Katwa, Navadvip and all the other important places in Bengal. Srinivas Acharya had great respect for Narhari Sarkar of Shrikhanda and was also devoted to his saintly mother. So when Narahari heard Srinivas's mother express, Srinivas's mother wanted that her son should get married. So Narahari ordered Srinivas Acharya that you should get married. And Srinivas Acharya had a dream before this where Advaita Acharya appeared to in a dream and told him the same thing. So though he was feeling somewhat ashamed, he was not very eager to get married, but obeying the order of a superior authority, person like Narahari or Advaita Acharya, is the greatest way to show love for Krishna. So he agreed and he married Ishwari. Ishwari was the daughter of Gopal Chakravarti of Jajigram. Then Srinivas Acharya started to preach. He had his disciples in Jajigram, and he was preaching all the books of Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. That was the basis of his teaching. One of the most important disciples was Ramachandra Kaviraj. Ramachandra Kaviraj, he was the son of Shrikhanda resident Chiranjeev Sen. So Ramachandra again was so brilliant that Srinivas Acharya gave him the title Kaviraj. And it's interesting where we see that although Ramachandra Kaviraj is the disciple of Srinivas Acharya, but he also had very loving relationship with Narottam Das Thakur. In fact, Narottam Das Thakur wrote that song, Ramachandra Sangamage Narottam Das. Although, you know, if you see in level of Srinivas Acharya is the guru of Ramachandra Kaviraj, and Narottam Das Thakur is equal of Srinivas Acharya. So Ramachandra Kaviraj is much junior in age, but Narottam Das Thakur is lamenting in Ramachandra Sangamage. I'll quickly conclude to speak a little bit on the other acharyas. Shuklamba Brahmachari, Gadadhar Das, Narahari Das, they all ended their earthly lilas. And Srinivas Acharya was again feeling the desire to go to Vrindavan. So he came to Vrindavan. This time again he met his Diksha Guru, Gopal Bhatta Goswami. He met Jiva Goswami. and as well as Bhugurva Goswami, Lokanath Goswami. And then after performing parikrama of Brajadham, again he came back to Gaudadesh. And there's a very famous Tirubhav Mahotsav of Gadadhar Das. Gadadhar Das was very famous associate of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Some of you may know the story. He once went to the Qazi to preach to him in the middle of the night. The Qazi was sleeping. He was, Lord Gadadhar was he just entered and said, "Qazi, everyone is chanting the name of Krishna except you. Please chant the name of Hari, otherwise I'll cut off your head." It's not a very practical technique today, but Gadadhar Das could say. So Qazi was terrified. He got up, he said, "Gadadhar, it's the middle of the night, it's not the time. I will chant the name of Hari tomorrow." So Gadadhar was very happy. "You have chanted the name Hari, Hari." Everyone say, "Hari, Hari." Somehow induce everyone to chant Hari, Hari. Even if somebody says a word like hurry up, he's chanting Hari. Somehow or other remember Hari. No more worry. So Narottam Das Thakur was ordered by Loknath Goswami to leave Vrindavan and preach. So he came to Kheturi. And it's a very interesting story. Because of time, we cannot go into details. But you'll find in Bhakti Ratnakar all these stories that describe how there was installation of 6 sets of deities which were installed by Narottam Das Thakur. Vallabhi Kanta, Brajamohan. Brajamohan is now in Vrindavan. Shri Krishna, Radha Kanta, Radha Raman, and Srinivas Acharya performed the installation ceremony. There's also Janava Devi was there for the famous story of the first Gaur Purnima festival. Srinivas Acharya then again went to Navadvip with Narottam Das Thakur and Ramchandra Kaviraj. After the disappearance of Raghunandan Thakur, Srinivas Acharya went to Shrikhand to help with the final rites. And then he again came back to Bana Vishnupur, where that king who was now a devotee, the Lord Chaitanya appeared to him in a dream. And this time the Lord ordered him to accept the hand of Gauranga Priya. She is another great devotee, daughter of Raghava Chakravarti. So Raghava and his wife had been searching for a husband. So on the order of the Lord, Srinivas Acharya married for the second time. So now I'll just speak a little bit about Parmeshwari Das. Srinivas Acharya's one very important bhajan is glorification of the 6 Goswamis. Krishna Kirtana Ganara Tanaparo Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yuga. Prabhupada very much liked this song and fun sang it. The glorification of the 6 Goswamis. Coming to Parmeshwari Das Thakur, it is explained in one book called Gaur Ganodesh Deepika that Parmeshwari Das Thakur was Arjuna. Now this is not the Arjuna of Bhagavad Gita, but he is Arjuna, one of the 12 cowherd boys, Dwadash Gopal. He appeared in a Vaidya family. He made his home in Antapur, a village which was previously known as Bishakhali. After Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, Parmeshwari Das Thakur, he decided to go to Vrindavan. So, here it is described in detail about how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after taking sannyas, he was planning to go to Vrindavan, but then Lord Nityananda Prabhu tricked him. Instead of Vrindavan, he was diverted to Shantipur. And there his mother told him that you should go to Jagannath Puri. Because the same Lord who resides in Vrindavan is also residing in Puri. But if you stay in Puri, it will be easy for me to get your news. So Lord Chaitanya decided to go to Puri. And on the way, Krishna Das Pandit, Parmeshwari Das, they were all enthusiastically joining Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And Parmeshwari Das, he specially considered to be an associate of Nityananda Prabhu. There's one in Chaitanya Bhagavat, there's one beautiful verse which says that Parmeshwari Das is the life of Nityananda. Nityananda Jeevana Parmeshwari Das. Lord Nityananda used his body as an extension of his own body. Purandar Pandit Parmeshwari Das, they went to see one deity of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. This deity is now a place called Antapur. When they saw this deity, they were so much in ecstasy and they started falling to the ground, crying the name of Lord Gauranga. Parmeshwari Das was in the group of Janava Devi. When Janava Devi was traveling after the disappearance of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, she came to Kheturi. At that time, Parmeshwari Das was also part of the group. Parmeshwari Das, when after coming back from Braja, he stayed in a place called Kharda. Kharda was the place where Lord Nityananda stayed after his marriage and where Veerabhadra and Ganga Devi had appeared. It is said in Chaitanya Charitamrita, one nice verse about Parmeshwari Das, Ihara Smarani. Just by remembering Parmeshwari Das, one can attain love for Krishna. Just once remembers Parmeshwari Das, attain love for Krishna. Another verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita describing the glories of Parmeshwari Das is, Parmeshwari took complete shelter of Lord Nityananda, and one who remembers him attains pure devotion to Krishna. It's a very interesting story that there was one kirtan going on and devotees were chanting loudly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And Parmeshwari Das was also dancing in the kirtan, and the kirtan was going so powerful, some of the atheistic people were feeling envious. So some of them, they decided to disturb the kirtan. Just to disturb the kirtan, they took a dead animal, a dead jackal, and he just threw it in between the kirtan. It was very embarrassing, that a dead animal. But Parmeshwari Das, he did not stop dancing. He kept on chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. And with the power of Parmeshwari Das kirtan, the jackal came back to life. And the jackal started chanting in a jackal voice, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So there's one Vaishnava Vandana. When we sing about a Vaishnava, like six Goswamis, they Vande Rupa. But Parmeshwari Das, it says, Vandu Charana. I worship the lotus feet of Parmeshwari Das, who made a jackal come back to life. That is one of his pranam mantras. And the samadhi of Parmeshwari Das in a place called Antapur, there's one Kadamba tree next to two Bakula trees, and there is where Parmeshwari Das samadhi is there. It is said that Bakula trees grew from the branch of that tree when Parmeshwari Das was performing his leela. And every year the Kadamba tree produces one flower that is worshipped for the, used for the worship of the deities. So his Tiroba Utsav is celebrated on Vaishakhi Purnima, which is today. And now we are left with Radharaman. I'll speak a little bit about Radharaman. And then, if there is time, a little bit of Madhavendra Puri. I was requested by the devotees that, because Madhavendra Puri is we cover during Chandan Yatra and Disappearance Day also. So I'll speak a little less at the end. Gopal Bhatta Goswami, as we all know, is one of the associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who appeared in Sri Rangam. Very divine family. His father is Venkata Bhatta. His uncle is Prabodhananda Saraswati. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually stayed at his home for 4 months. You find the Lord Chaitanya in South India, he travelled for 2 years. Some place he would say 1 day, 2 days. In Pandharpur he stayed for 11 days. But in Sri Rangam he stayed 4 months. And that place is still there, the house where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spent his time. And Gopal Bhatta Goswami was very young at that time, and he would massage Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And sometimes Gopal Bhatta Goswami was thinking that I am seeing Lord Chaitanya in the form of a sannyasi, but I wish I could see him as Navadip Chandra with beautiful curly hairs. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually showed him this form of Navadip Chandra, and then again he transformed into the form of sannyasi. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would every day go to take bath in the river Kaveri and have darshan of Ranganaji. And sometimes he would joke with Venkata Bhatta. One day he was talking to Venkata Bhatta and asking him that, you are worshipping Lakshmi. But we see that Lakshmi Devi also wants to join Krishna in the Leela. Why is it that Lakshmi Devi is leaving Krishna and worshipping Lord, I'm sorry, leaving Narayan and worshipping Krishna? So Venkatapat said that actually Krishna and Narayan are one. There's not difference. But then Lord Chaitanya further asked, why is it then, why she is leaving? And then Venkatapat told Lord, my dear Lord, you are the same Lord, you can explain. So Lord Chaitanya explained, there are certain qualities you find in Krishna, Rupa Madhuri, Venu Madhuri, because of which even Lakshmi Devi performs tapas. That's Bale one is very near from here, Shri one, where Lakshmi Devi performed tapasya for a long time. But then the next question is, why she could not enter into the Rasa Leela of the Lord? She is at the entrance. And then it is explained that in order to enter into the inner pastimes of the Lord, one has to have the mood of following in the footsteps of the gopis of Vrindavan. Lakshmi Devi is in a Aishwarya Bhav, so she could not enter into the Rasa Leela of the Lord, although she performed for tapasya for a long, long time. Then every day Lord Chaitanya would have discussions with Venkatapat. And after Venkatapat, Venkatapat's pride was reduced. And then Lord Chaitanya told him, actually there is no difference between Krishna and Narayan. So, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu finished 4 months, he was about to leave Gopal Bhatta and they were very much feeling distressed. Lord Chaitanya actually instructed Gopal Bhatta Goswami to serve his mother and father because they were aged. And after they left their bodies, then he could come to Vrindavan. So after the departure of his parents, Gopal Bhatta Goswami came to Vrindavan and he became one of the associates of, known as the 6 Goswamis of Vrindavan. He was worshipping Shalagram Shila, which he had brought from Gandaki River. Shalagram Shila is not different from the Lord. But one day he was thinking, I am not so qualified to worship the Shalagram Shila. So he went back and put the Shilas back into the river. And by the will of the Lord, the Shilas would come back in his bag. The Lord was so much eager to accept his worship. And then on the day of Narsingh Chaturdashi, which was yesterday by Vaishnava calendar, he was thinking, because one merchant came to Vrindavan and he was offering the different Goswamis different paraphernalia for the Lord, for their deities like Madan Mohan, Govindev, Gopinath, Shyam Sundar. So he was thinking, if I also had deities, I could also offer some more service. And he was praying very intensely, my dear Lord, on this day of Narsingh Chaturdashi, you appeared from the pillar to kill Hiranyakashipu. If you so desire, you can appear here also. The next day morning, he had 12 Shalagram Shilas. And one of them, I think it was called Damodar, the smallest Shila Damodar. From there, Radha Raman Dev appeared. It's the most beautiful deity. And he had a big festival. And the Goswamis, Rupa and Sanatan, they said, because it has appeared from the area of Nidhivan, where Lord performs his intimate pastimes with Srimati Radharani, so this deity should be known as Radha Raman. And very beautiful deities, as I'm sure all of you will be going today. The Abhishek is just starting at 8:30 to 11 or 11:30. This is very special deities, because it's other deities, because of the attack of the Mughals like Madan Mohan, Govindev, Gopinath, they left Vrindavan and they are being worshipped in Karoli, Jaipur and other places. Now the Utsav Murtis are worshipped here. But Radha Raman Dev, because of their small size, they were protected here by the devotees. When the deities appeared, actually, the Goswamis, after seeing them, they said, the feet are just like Madan Mohan, and the Vakshasthal, the chest is like Govinda Dev, and the Mukha, the face of the Lord, is like Gopinath. So, the Radha Raman deity is very special for us, followers of Srila Prabhupada also. Srila Prabhupada told the devotees to take inspiration from the deity worship performed there, one of the highest standards of deity worship. In fact, when Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur was preaching very boldly against the Smartha Brahmanism, so many of the temples, they did not allow Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur to enter. They would close the door because they did not like their exposure of being attached to just the external form, rituals, and to Smarthism means I am a Brahmana because I have a thread although I may not be having the qualifications. But Radharaman temple, they welcomed Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, and that is why we have special respect for them and Radharaman deities also. In fact, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was very happy with Gopal Bhatta Goswami, and he sent his kopin and his sitting place, which are now there in Radharaman temple. And I remember one story, when Srila Prabhupada, one devotee, he was having darshan of Radharaman, and he was preaching in the United States, and the pujari told him that, "What are you doing?" He said, "I am worshipping, I am preaching." He said, "Yes, you can preach nicely. The next birth you will become pujari of Radharaman." So he came to Prabhupada and said, "Prabhupada, I was told like this, that if I preach nicely, I'll become pujari of Radharaman." Prabhupada said, "You tell him you worship nicely, in the next birth you can preach Krishna consciousness." So this is transcendental, of course. Everything is divine in the spiritual realm. And lastly, we have about five minutes. The greatness of Madhavendra Puri. Who can estimate Madhavendra Puri's greatness? He is the incarnation of the Kalpavriksha tree from the spiritual world. He said that Madhavendra Puri, when he would look at a rain cloud up in the sky, he would remember Krishna and he would become unconscious. He would walk, he would fall to the ground, and he was so much absorbed in Krishna consciousness. He did not keep any assistant or person with him, because he did not want to deviate his mind from thinking of Krishna. And he was following what is called Ajgar Vritti, Ayachak Vritti. That means not even asking for, not even begging. Just by the will of the Lord, if some food comes, we accept it. If there's a nice food comes, then we have nice feasting. If no food comes, nice fasting. Feasting, fasting, only one letter is difference, you know. F-E-A-S-T, feasting, fasting. So he would travel, and then he came to Govardhan, he did parikrama, and he was sitting at Govinda Kund. And a beautiful child appeared and gave him some milk. And Madhavendra Puri was stunned just to see the beauty of this child. Just by looking at him, all the hunger and the thirst vanished. He asked him, "Who you are?" He said, I am one of the residents here. And some of the ladies who would come to draw the water, they saw you hungry. In my village, nobody goes hungry. Either somebody begs, if somebody does not beg, then I bring personally. Please accept this, I will come back to collect the pot." And Madhavendra Puri drank the milk and was waiting and waiting and waiting. The child never came back. In the night he had a dream. And that same boy, who is none other than Krishna, told him that, "I am underneath the ground. I am feeling heat and thirst and hunger. I am waiting for a long time when Madhavendra Puri will come and take me out. And I want to accept your service." Actually, the Lord appears for two reasons. One is to accept the service of great devotees, and second is to deliver the fallen conditioned souls. So Madhavendra Puri got up, he was feeling distressed. That boy was Krishna, I could not recognize him. But then he thought, "I must do my service." So he got the help of the local villagers, and Sri Gopalji deity was installed. He didn't have any facilities. Just one stone was used as an altar. And the local devotees brought water from Govinda Kund and performed Abhishek, hundreds of pots of water, chanting beautiful prayers. And then Panchagavya, Panchamrita, and then different bhoga was offered, just like Annakuta, so many offerings were done. And then prasad was distributed. Madhavendra Puri, after the installation, he had two pujaris who were taking care of the deities. After 2 years, the seva went on very nicely. And then the Lord appeared again in dream and said, "Amara tapa nahi jaye. I am still feeling heat. Please go and get some chandan from Nilachar." Madhavendra Puri was quite old. In those days there was no railways or plane, or you had to walk all the way from Vrindavan to Jagannath Puri, is more than 1,000 kilometers. Madhavendra Puri had no second thoughts. What we hear in Bhakti Vinod Thakur's song, "Tomara sevate jayite dukha seito parama sukha." Whatever difficulties I have in your service, that is the greatest pleasure that we see in the life of Madhavendra Puri. He had no second thoughts about whether I should do this service or not. Krishna wants me to do, I must do it. So he travelled all the way to get Chandan. Similarly, our founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada, he was ordered to go to the west and he went at the age of 70. Madhavendra Puri went to collect Chandan and Prabhupada went to distribute the Chandan of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. The Chandan of the holy name removes the heat of material desires which cause one to be suffering from birth and birth. So Madhavendra Puri reached Remuna and there he saw the deity of Gopinath. He asked the pujari, what are the offerings done to the Lord? Now generally when we offer, what is offered to the Lord, our intention is that what will I get in prasad. But Madhavendra Puri was thinking that the same thing which are offered here, I can offer it to Gopalji. So this, he was told that there is a kheer offered which is known as Amrita Keli. He was thinking, maybe a pujari gives me a little bit. I will not ask, but without my asking, if some kheer is given, then I can, you know, I can serve the same to Gopalji. But then he thought, oh, I am an offender. The Lord is accepting bhoga and I am thinking of eating. I should leave this place. This Vaishnava means, even if he is not at fault, he's a slight glimpse of a fault, he thinks, oh, I am an offender. Whereas materialistic people, they do so many wrong things, you know, and then they feel that I am innocent. So Madhavendra Puri left the town, he went to the market and he was just in the night. Pujari had a dream. Pujari told him, get up. I'm sorry, the Lord told the Pujari to get up, that I have kept one pot of sweet rice. The Pujari got up in the middle of the night and he saw one small pot kept for Madhavendra Puri. He went searching for Madhavendra Puri and gave him the pot. Madhavendra Puri was thinking that this kheer is very nice, but now everybody will come to know about the fact that the Lord stole for me. I do not want prestige. Better I leave this place. What a contrast. A person who is very neophyte like myself would feel great pleasure if the Lord has done something. He will say, oh, you know, this happened. Radha Shyamsundar appeared to me and, you know, I saw this. You would like it to be on WhatsApp and Facebook and whatever. But Madhavendra Puri was feeling, you know, this is not good for my bhakti. Pratishta, Shukarera Vishta. So he left. He left for Jagannath Puri. And you know, a devotee does not want fame, but his fame is spread by the Lord. So when he came to Jagannath Puri, the devotees there already knew. He said, you are Madhavendra Puri, we heard about you. So he said, yes, I need some help in Chandan. He gave him 40 kgs of Chandan and some Kapoor and two people to carry it along with all the papers. Because in those times the Muslims were ruling the country, major part. So everywhere they would be checking what you are taking. And Madhavendra Puri carried all these things back to Vrindavan. He was on his way to Vrindavan. He stopped in Remuna. And again the pujari saw him. Immediately the pujari brought some sweet rice. I guess he didn't want to be disturbed again in the night. So he brought some sweet rice. And Madhavendra Puri took rest. And again he had a dream. The third dream. And the Lord said, there is no difference between me and Gopinath. So you can offer the chandan to Gopinath. So in the morning he told the pujaris, they were so excited, they also offered some help. And this service went on for many days. And Madhavendra Puri stayed as long as the service went on. And then he came back. In the conclusion, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells in the conclusion, Puri sama bhagyavana nahi kona jana. He told, Lord Chaitanya himself telling the story to Nityananda Prabhu and the devotees in the temple of Remuna. And Lord Chaitanya said, three times the Lord appeared in a dream. First, please take me out. Second, get me Chandan. Third, apply the Chandan here. And once the Lord appeared personally bringing the milk for his devotee. The Lord was so much pleased with the devotion of Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri, during his last days, he was remembering this verse, Ai Dina Dayadra Nata He Mathura Nata Kadava Lokasya. He was feeling separation from Krishna. Prabhupada explains that only three people know the meaning of this verse. This verse is spoken by Srimati Radharani when Krishna has left Vrindavan to go on to Mathura. So she is feeling separation. So this verse is spoken by Srimati Radharani. So she knows the meaning. Second, Lord Chaitanya knows the meaning. And third is Madhavendra Puri. In fact, during when Srila Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj was about to leave this world in the year 2005, he was in very, he had cancer, so much pain. But during his last days, he was discussing this verse with his friend, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, and they were discussing for hours together. Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, although in such an advanced state of cancer, but still he was meditating on the verses of Madhavendra Puri. This shows that great devotees are not disturbed even with physical difficulties. The Madhavendra Puri was remembering this and sometimes feeling separation. And one of his disciples, Ramachandra Puri, was trying to correct him. Said, why are you thinking of Krishna? Meditate on Brahma. And Madhavendra Puri was very upset. He said, I don't want to see your face. I may have to take birth again if I see your face. And because of this offense, Ramachandra Puri fell down and he became a nindaka, an offender. On the other hand, Ishwara Puri, also a disciple of Madhavendra Puri, rendered great service. He would clean the stool and urine of his Guru Maharaj in a very loving way. And he would read, he would remind his spiritual master about Krishna's pastime. This Guru blessed him. May you become a great devotee. So this is contrast between Ishwara Puri and Ramachandra Puri. Both gurus, both are having same guru, disciples of same guru, but different mentalities. So we can pray today to Madhavendra Puri. In fact, in our temples we have worship of Srimati Radharani. This Madhurya Ras Bhakti was revealed by Madhavendra Puri in our Sampradaya. So we are very much indebted to Madhavendra Puri. His Samadhi is in Remuna, just a little away from the Kirchur Gopinath temple. We can meditate on his lotus feet and also other Radharaman and Srinivas Acharya can pray for their mercy so that we can also develop a little bit of love for Vrindavan Dham, love for Radha Shyam Sundar, and love for the holy name and service to the devotees. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Seek blessings of all the devotees. Maharaj, would like to say some? 2 minutes? Blessing. I seek blessings of all the devotees. Jai Srila Madhavendra Puri ki jai, Srila Parmeshwari Das Thakur ki jai, Shri Radha Raman Dev ki jai, Srila Srinivas Acharya ki jai, Shri Krishna Dol Salila Vihar ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.